This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Food co-ops today are facing big challenges that can sometimes pit management against member owners. Here in New Mexico, a group called Take Back the Co-op is organizing members of the state's largest food cooperative to voice their concerns about recent changes at the business. As Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, co-op leadership held meetings last week to talk to members about the changes.
La Montañita Co-op has six locations in Albuquerque, Gallup, and Santa Fe, and prides itself on being local and sustainable. Earlier this year, the co-op's board of directors decided to start offering conventional produce on what was until then an all-organic vegetable aisle. The board says it was a way to lower prices, something co-op members said they wanted when they were surveyed, but it was a decision that touched a raw nerve.
La Montañita, in my view, is moving towards an economic system that exploits all of us.
That's Eduardo Krosilovsky speaking at last week's meeting in Santa Fe. His feelings echo those of other members of the Take Back the Co-op group, that the recent changes at La Montañita resemble a corporate approach to business rather than the locally focused, environmentally conscious approach the co-op claims to have.
It's moving from one end of the continuum, and that's where I sign up to be a member, to the other end, to the end that is inhabited by Wall Street.
Dennis Hanley is La Montañita's general manager.
Look, I'm not up here trying to defend anything because there's nothing to defend.
Take Back the Co-op is accusing Hanley of creating a hostile work environment and retaliating against employees who've expressed concerns about changes. The group lists a number of complaints from current and former employees on their website, many of them anonymous. Some even went so far as to file complaints with the National Labor Relations Board. Hanley says those accusations are just false.
For anyone to be terminated from the co-op, for anyone to be retaliated, we have absolutely no record of that for over 20 years.
Take Back the Co-op's accusations go farther, though. They say the board has refused to meet with them to talk about how the business is being run. And they also make the shaky claim that a consulting group and a marketing firm La Montañita hired are part of a vast conspiracy to corporatize co-ops across the country. But there are also many co-op members who say the changes are inevitable, even necessary.
I think some very hard choices have to be made and that we can't be purists.
Talitha Arnold is one of several members who spoke in support of the board at the Santa Fe meeting.
If in fact you're going to be, the co-op's going to be able to expand into markets more where the people don't have the kind of disposable income that some people in Santa Fe do, then they've got to diversify in their products as well.
In today's economy, La Montañita has to compete with corporate giants like Whole Foods or Sprouts. Even Walmart has a big share of the organic vegetable market now. Expanding inventory and introducing things like conventional produce can be a way to cut costs and compete, but does it compromise the co-op's commitment to local farmers and the environment? Member Patrick Boyles says it doesn't have to be an either-or choice.
And I believe that there does need to be accessibility. But the question, too, is at what point are you then bringing in what, Coca-Cola? And so really what happens is local food, if that's what we're going to be aiming for, then that really needs to be helped out by the co-ops to try and make it more accessible.
Boyles and other Take Back the Co-op folks say this goes beyond the organic food debate and market pressures La Montañita is facing. Members are also owners. They're invested emotionally, ideologically, and financially.
We own the co-op.
As Django Zeman, one of the leaders of the Take Back the Co-op movement.
This had happened in a store that we shopped at but we didn't co-own. Well, I was probably just stop shopping there and go somewhere else. Maybe we'd write like a nasty letter or something to the CEO and say, please stop doing this. But this is very different. We own it. We can actually change it.
And they might indeed be changing it very soon. Take Back the Co-op has already collected the 1,600 petition signatures it needs to hold a special meeting where members will vote on kicking out La Montañita's board and general manager. The date for that meeting hasn't been set yet. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
Full disclosure, Ed Williams is a member of La Montañita, and the co-op is a longtime KUNM underwriter. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Conoma Health Foundation. Find out more at publichealthnm.org.